play in the lives of Americans. Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Jerry Thomas here for Toma and Sutton Eye Care, the place to go when you want to see better and look great. Toma and Sutton Eye Care utilizes state-of-the-art, high-definition, digital technology to design lenses exclusively for your eyes. You'll go from prescription to crystal-clear vision like never before. Take it from me. Once you've experienced personalized, high-definition lenses from Toma and Sutton Eye Care, you'll be amazed at what you've been missing. For personalized vision like never before, visit Toma and Sutton Eye Care.
Brian Thomas here for Granite Rocks, big, thick slab granite, and with every order you mention my name, you'll receive a free faucet, a $250 value. Go to granite-rocks.com or call 888-355-9034. Be sure and mention my name for that free faucet.
The views and opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of 55KRC, the talk station, and Clear Channel Worldwide.
Target acquisition confirmed.
You have a green light.
Locked and loaded.
It's Trigger Time.
That's right, it's Trigger Time. This is Joe Barrett, your host. I want to welcome you to another episode of Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. Tonight we're going to answer some emails. You know, for several weeks now, we've been telling you guys, email your questions, email your show requests. And we still want you to do that to Joe at TriggerTimeWithJoe.com, but it's time to answer some of those. They've backed up, and of course, a lot of these have been answered, by the way, through email, but it is important to get these answers out to the listeners. There is no such thing as a dumb question, so please ask your questions in email. Again, Joe at TriggerTimeWithJoe.com, or you can call the show 749-5500. If we can help you on the air, we will. If not, we'll certainly get back to you. Bear in mind, a lot of questions, technical legal questions, not really something that, you know, lend themselves to solving on a show. So if we can't get an answer for you right away, we will follow up with you later. Want to welcome my wife, Amy, is with us as always.
Hi, everybody.
Scott's here.
Good evening.
And our legal counsel, Tina Barrett of Kirkendall Barrett Law Offices, is here. So 749-5500, if you have a burning question. Wanted to cover a couple things with you. You know, an active shooter is probably the worst nightmare of a office worker, anyone really that's in a, you know, a workplace or a school, of people who have kids in school. And what an active shooter is one of these psychos just decides one day he's going to go to a certain place, maybe a place he used to work, maybe a place he didn't, maybe a place he used to go to school, maybe a place he didn't anyway, and he just wants to start shooting. It is a fallacy that signs on the door are going to prevent this. It's sad to see that a lot of facilities bar legal gun owners, law-abiding citizens from carrying firearms inside that they have a license to carry and possess, because what this means is there are no legal firearms inside. So when one of these psychos decides to do something, everyone's pretty much at their mercy. But it is, again, like I said, just a living nightmare. It's something that we hate to hear about. It does happen in this country. It happens all over the world periodically. John Benner out at Tactical Defense Institute has done a lot of work on the statistics, what happens, what doesn't happen, how will we stop it, how do we interrupt it. So in the coming weeks, in this month, I'm hoping to have John on again, and we're going to cover the active shooter issue and the training that they offer out at TDI for this. It's not something that you'll want to miss. It's going to be pretty interesting. Again, it's a topic we all hate that we have to talk about, but not talking about it won't make it go away. Naturally, we want to encourage all of our listeners to join the NRA. The NRA is a very vital part of our Second Amendment future in this country. Yes, I know that they are not perfect. They certainly have done things in the past that I don't like, but overall, they are what stands between us and losing our Second Amendment rights in this country. So we do support the NRA here at this show, and we would like to encourage our listeners to do that as well. There are other organizations, too, by the way, that are great organizations here locally that we advocate. Ohioans for Concealed Carry is a great – I mean, I use that website all the time. Lots of good information. Buckeye Firearms Association. You can Google these places, and full of good information and really good causes there. We also like to say hello to our friends out at the Fairfield Sportsman Association. We've been out, Amy and I went out to Friday Night Steel. Keith Nelson runs the Friday Night Steel shoot there, and it is amazing. We encourage everyone to get involved in these steel shoots. They are, and when I say steel shoot, what that means is they're literally, you're just shooting steel targets. There are several stages. You sign up, they walk you through. It's very friendly, very laid back. It's very low pressure. But it is probably the best thing I found locally that you can do to keep your shooting skills honed and sharp and ready. It's just, it's amazing. Everyone out there is very encouraging, very humble, nice people. So the people at Friday Night Steel have been unbelievable. And that's at the Fairfield Sportsman's Club. Also, they do the steel shoots on, I think, every other Wednesday and Saturday, something like that. Don't quote me on that, but they do it on a Wednesday and a Saturday every month at the Miami Rifle and Pistol Club. Again, I've talked to those people as well, and excellent people, and I'm sure the atmosphere is very, very similar to Friday Night Steel. So we would encourage you to get involved. You can look them up on FridayNightSteel.com. I think it's .com, but just do a Google search, or you can connect to them through our website, www.TriggerTimeWithJoe.com. Excellent, excellent group. Okay, well, as I said, we were going to answer some emails, and we get a lot of them, and we want them to keep coming. So please do continue to send us your emails, show requests, questions. We will answer them. Joe@TriggerTimeWithJoe.com is the email address. Amy, you want to read our first email for us?
Okay, this email is from Becky of Cincinnati. She writes, "My husband and I caught your show a few weeks ago, and it began a discussion that has continued to today. We're certainly not gun people. In fact, neither of us can recall a family member that even owned a gun. Earlier this year, there was a home invasion in our neighborhood. A woman was home alone when two men forced their way in. She managed to get away long enough to arm herself. When the men saw the gun, they fled. I have not been able to stop thinking about what would have happened if she hadn't had that gun. My husband says there is no way to keep a gun safely in our home as we have children. I want to know what you think. Can a person safely have a gun in a home with children, and if so, how?"
Well, the short answer is absolutely you can. Every household in America has deadly implements in it. Every household. Knives, screwdrivers, chemicals that would not just kill you, but would kill you slow and painful or fast and brutal. So, yes, you certainly can. It's like anything else. There are things available to people to fit your circumstances. Now, in our home, our children are grown. In fact, our children are both shooters to some degree. So it's less of an issue for us. But for people that have small children, and when our children were small, we still had firearms. I grew up in a household that had firearms. Most of the people I know did. Education is the surest way to prevent a problem with a child and a gun. Anything that is a mystery is going to be something a kid's going to want to get into. Simply telling a child a gun is bad, stay away from it, there are times to give that message, but you have to back that message up with some sound education. Certainly, you would want your children to know if they were at their friend's house and their friend brought a gun out, yes, they need to get away from that situation quickly and tell an adult. There needs to be more information given to them. They need to know how, why, these things, because these are the things that will reduce that mystery. One of my favorite products is called a Gun Vault. You can buy these at Target World. In fact, I bought a couple of them from Target World. Mm-hmm. They are small, secure boxes. They are either biometric, in other words, they'll open with your fingerprint. You can program them for as many fingerprints as you want, or a key code you can punch in. A spring-loaded door will fly open, and the gun will be present right there inside the box. You can reach it, but when it's closed, you can't get it out. I mean, you couldn't get it out with anything less than a lot of time and a heavy pry bar. These can be positioned in certain places to allow you instant access to the gun, but not allow it to anyone that is not authorized. An excellent, excellent, excellent tool for anyone that wants to secure a firearm in a home so that only certain authorized people can get it. You can pick these up everywhere. They are available online, but like I said, I know Target World carries them. I recommend them. I own them from when my kids were young. We still have them, but they don't have to be locked as much because we have visitors over. But it's an excellent product, and this would more than answer this question. This lady's absolutely right. The reason she can't stop thinking about what would happen to that lady if she hadn't had a gun is because it's unthinkable what would have happened to her.
She knows what.
Yeah, she knows what was going to happen. So thank God that woman did, and I would advocate these people seek training and take the next step. Okay, we do have to take a short break. So if you'd like to join the show, 749-5500. Back with more Trigger Time with Joe Barrett here on 55KRC, the talk station.
55KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range. All in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Hey, new moms. Are you a victim of the cocoa butter myth? Did you slather your stomach with bottle after bottle of the stuff only to still get stretch marks? Well, here's the reality. Cocoa butter doesn't prevent stretch marks, but if you fell prey to the hype, there is good news, because you can visibly erase your stretch marks with a revolutionary breakthrough called Celtrixa. And right now, you can try it free if you're one of the first 100 callers to dial 1-800-600-1932. Celtrixa dramatically reduces the size and depth of stretch marks anywhere on the body with proven ingredients that help visibly erase even the darkest stretch marks. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. Try it free and see for yourself. Celtrixa is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers and try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-600-1932 for your free trial. If lines are busy, please try again. 1-800-600-1932.
AutoZone. Protect your engine through the dog days of summer with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Right now at AutoZone, get a free STP oil filter when you purchase a 5-plus quart oil change jug or 5 single quarts of Pennzoil conventional motor oil. Everything you need for a complete oil change. See store for restrictions and details. Make sure your car can beat the heat. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Providing you with a wealth of information from the Coordinated Financial Planning Studios. This is 55KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55KRC, the talk station.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We're talking, answering emails for our show. The whole topic of self-defense with a firearm is something that we're very interested in, obviously. And, you know, when we did the show initially, a lot of people were curious as to so how is the show going to be slanted? Is it going to be slanted more toward hunting or sport shooting? And I'm not a hunter. There's nothing wrong with hunting if you like to hunt. I personally just don't hunt. Sport shooting is wonderful. I'm becoming more interested in it because of its practical applications. It will keep you conditioned and sharp for self-defense shooting, but my main interest has always been personal defense, self-defense, and as far as this topic goes, and that's the way I will always slant things usually. But if you, again, we're answering emails tonight, so if you'd like to send us an email ever, joe@triggertimewithjoe.com is the address, or you can visit us through the website www.triggertimewithjoe.com. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your show ideas, and we definitely want to answer your questions. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rick in Middletown. Hi, Rick. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. This is a good show, and I've heard you several times. This topic of kids and guns in the house comes up a lot with my children. I have three kids and nine grandkids, and I have a couple of pistols and a couple of shotguns and a rifle that I've always had around the house, and the kids were around them. And my daughters, two of my daughters, have several friends with swimming pools, and they're really against having guns around.
Right.
And I just recently read this book, Freakonomics. And I don't know if you've had this reference before, but the guy that wrote that book, Freakonomics, he analyzed gunshot children that are shot with guns and people with swimming pools. And he went through statistics, I think, from 2007. But people with swimming pools have children die at a rate of like 250 times more often than homeowners with guns in their houses.
That would make sense to me, yeah.
You know, people don't think about it, but there are so many children that die in drowning accidents,
right.
But yet there's less than, you know, like three or four, maybe five a year where there's accidental shootings with children in the house.
Right.
And people don't look at it with common sense. You know, they think guns and they get afraid of it and things like that. And there's another statistic that I'd read. This has been several years ago, but the FBI had compiled a list of people that had guns at home and carry permits. And there was like a million crimes prevented with those people that had guns.
Right.
You
and
know,
that
didn't result in loss of life and things like that.
Exactly. And that's not something that a lot of people realize either, is that in this country, and Amy's going to do this in her segment later in the show, the average person doesn't know how often a gun prevents a crime in this country that is in the hands of a person, a law-abiding citizen. And the reason for that is unreported in the media. It's not something, you know, we unfortunately know that the media does kind of slant anti-gun, and it's just always been that way. It's more fun to report the bad gun stuff than the good gun stuff, but the reality is guns prevent crimes in this country every day, many times
a
day. Yeah, and yeah, you're exactly right. Rick, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling. And exactly right. You know, a swimming pool can be as deadly as a firearm. I know that as a former paramedic, I can tell you that, you know, in fact, I never went to anyone's house when there was an accidental shooting with a nail gun. I did once, but it wasn't a firearm. But how many accidental drownings did we see? A few. And it's unfortunate, but we do. It's education is the thing. Education and awareness and constantly being vigilant. When you have little kids, you've got to be on top of things. The gun is not evil. The gun is not going to do anything that you don't allow it or make it do or allow it to fall into the wrong hands. You have to take the responsibility. But a gun can save your life. You know, a cardiac defibrillator is a perfect example. There was a time when a cardiac defibrillator was a very heavily controlled item. Now you can buy them on Amazon. Well, let me let you know, a cardiac defibrillator could kill you if it were to be misused and used in the wrong way. They can. Now, they have safeguards to keep them from being misused, but they can be misused. But they save lives. So when you use them properly and you keep them under control, this is how we do that. So absolutely, we advocate safety, but you know, common sense. You know, the answer is not to leave yourself at the mercy of wolves because of what might happen if you don't take steps to prevent it. Take the steps to prevent it so you don't have to worry about it. All right, let's go to James in Kentucky. Hi, James.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Question for you about automatic weapons and the laws. A friend of mine at work, his father passed away a couple of years ago. He inherited like an AR-15 and a AK-47, and he says his dad got it from Vietnam War, and it piqued my interest. I was kind of curious if he would like to sell it, but he wasn't sure what kind, what grade, even if it's even an authentic weapon or not. But I wasn't sure if I could buy that from him, what the laws are governing that in Kentucky.
Well, the automatic weapon thing is a federal issue. Now, if these are actually automatic weapons, which I kind of doubt that they are, but if they are and they're not in the NFA registry, the National Firearms Act registry, then they are not legally ownable by any civilian in the United States. They have to be registered with the NFA on or before that particular date in 1986, or they can never be owned or transferred. So that's the rule. That's the rule on fully automatic weapons. Now, if they turn out to be their AK and AR variants, in other words, they're just semi-automatic assault rifles, you know, then I would think that anyone that is a lot, if you, as long as you they are transferring amongst people in the same state, and there's no one that is precluded owning a gun. In other words, you know, you're the person that's receiving them isn't on some disability for having a firearm, then yeah, you could own those. You can transfer those. Now, maybe in the future, there will be some restriction on us selling guns to each other, other people in the same state, but there isn't right now.
Okay.
So just find out if those, if they are, in fact, Class 3 full autos. If they are, it's a totally different animal, and transferring them to you, if they are registered to them, could still be done. It would just be a, it would be a bigger process, but it could be done.
Okay, well, and how's that work across state lines? I live in Kentucky. He lives in Ohio.
Yeah, you know, if that's the case, it's supposed to go through a dealer. If you're
okay.
Not, yeah, we're not allowed to trade guns across state lines. You would just need to get a dealer involved to transfer it to you, and most dealers would transfer it. Most dealers will transfer it for about $25.
Okay, and then he said the gun, he inherited it, so he's not real sure about, you know, is it authentic or, you know, what does he need to do before he actually fires it the first time? Just break it down.
Yeah,
and
I would if he knows
how to break it down.
Yeah,
where
I mean,
can
if
he get that info.
Yeah, if he doesn't know how, I would take it to a contact a gun store that's willing to cooperate with you. If they have a gunsmith on site or someone that's knowledgeable in assault weapons, I can tell you right now, Target World could do it. There's a young man up there named Joe Cowles who knows more about AK-47s than anybody I've ever even heard of. So they can look at it and tell you whether or not the gun is operational and whether it's safe to fire. That would, if that's at all a concern before I did anything, I'd show it to somebody like that and let them give you the clean bill of health before you pull the trigger on it.
Okay. All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, James.
Great show.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right, Amy, read our next email.
Okay, this email is from Brian of Forest Park. He writes, Joe, first I want to tell you I love the show. Next, I'm having an issue with my revolver. I have a Model 19 Smith & Wesson revolver. I haven't much experience shooting. I was at Target World shooting my revolver, and after a few reloads, my gun would no longer open. It still has 6 empty casings in the cylinder, but the cylinder won't open. I just brought it home the way it was, but still can't figure it out. Any ideas?
Well, actually, yes. This is something that I discovered when I was 17. In fact, with the exact same model gun, or 18, with the same model gun. The ejector rod on some of those guns will unscrew as you fire it. And what happens is it will not open, or it appears that it won't open. And there's no way to describe this over the radio, but there is a catch that you can use a small screwdriver to push in, and it'll release that cylinder. But what's happened is the ejector rod has unscrewed a little bit further, and when you're hitting that button to release that cylinder, you're not pushing that release far enough back to get the cylinder open. It is a quick, easy fix by anybody at a gun store. You know, like I said, Target World, I mean, any one of those guys that have it open for you in 3 seconds. Just carry it in a case, let them know what you have in the case. They'll want to look at it, verify that it's empty and everything, but it's a real quick, easy fix, but it's something I've seen happen. I've seen it happen on the range before. And if you're not knowledgeable in that, it would be confusing. Read the next one, Ann.
Okay. This one is from Matt of Hamilton. He writes, Joe, can you tell me what a squib load is? How does it differ from a hang fire? I heard two guys at work talking and I overheard these terms. I know nothing about firearms, but I'm considering learning. By the way, I've listened to your show since day one. It has taught me a great deal.
Well, a squib load is actually a very scary thing. It's where the bullet manufacturer has loaded the bullet, the projectile, into the casing without any propellant. The only thing there is the primer, or it's got extremely little propellant. Usually there's no propellant. And keep in mind that what makes a bullet go is not really an explosion. It's expanding gas from the powder burning. So you've got a primer in the bullet that sets the powder to burn. The powder burns very fast. The gas expands very fast, and that propels the bullet down the barrel, and away you go. In a squib load, you don't have that powder. You've just got the primer, and it's a very, very different sound than a gunshot. It makes a pop. And the bullet is lodged actually in the barrel. Now, obviously, the problem with that is your next round, if the gun cycles, if it's semi-automatic, your next round is going to have a real problem because the barrel is occluded with a bullet. A gun could blow up or it could just ram in behind the next one. I've heard that it's knocked the other ones out. All sorts of things can happen, but what we're afraid will happen is the gun will actually blow up. That's what a squib load is. We're going to take a short break for the news, and when we come back, we'll talk about hang fires and a couple other things. So we'll be back in just a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe Barrett here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55
KRC,
the talk station.
Do you ever wonder why just a few days after you dust reappears? You need your air ducts cleaned. In Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky, I recommend SureClean. SureClean will professionally clean your air ducts and actually show you all the gunk that is being blown into your home. Call SureClean now because it's a great time to get your ducts clean. You'll notice the improvement in dust and allergies in your home. Call Jason at SureClean at 754-0123. Tell them Gary sent you. Remember the name, it's SureClean.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Hi, it's Scott Sloan. I got something crazy fun for you to do on your next date night. Movie, bar, bowling. How many times are you going to do that? Seriously. Check this out. Target World. That's right. Target World. They have a full line of rental handguns, ammo, and an indoor range. All in a safe, clean environment. And when I went in, I couldn't believe how many men and women, how many couples were having fun. If you're new to shooting, no problem. Their friendly experts will have you locked, loaded, and having a good time. If you've always wanted to try it, Target World has you covered. They also have classes from basic to advanced, concealed carry, and more. Of course, if you own a gun or you're ready to buy one, they have almost 3,000 firearms in stock, almost double what the other guys have. Plus, ammo, holsters, safes, archery, paintball equipment, and more. Target World is right off 275 in Sharonville. They're open 7 days a week. Or you can check them out online at targetworld.net. I'll see you at the Tri-State's home for shooting sports, Target World.
Precious few tickets remain for the 2010 Sean Hannity Freedom Concert at Kings Island. Get your tickets now. Monies generated by the show benefit the Freedom Alliance, helping families of those service people who have fallen. Special thanks to the U.S. Army and Smart Travel for sponsoring our Tri-State Freedom Concert.
This is a 3030 Fox News update on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. BP's chief operating officer defending the company's use of chemical dispersants. Doug Suttle saying he's not afraid to eat the fish out of the Gulf.
They're not going to open these waters to either sport fishing or commercial fishing if it's not safe to eat the fish.
Suttle's also hoping the busted oil well is plugged soon.
We've got the equipment all hooked up to perform the static kill.
The operation could start tomorrow. Two on-the-run prison inmates could be traveling in a silver Volkswagen Jetta.
Our primary concern is to capture them, get them back into our custody as quickly as possible.
Charles Flanagan with Arizona's Corrections Department, a third convict who escaped with them, was captured. Taking NASCAR's checkered flag.
Greg Biffle is going to bring it home and give Jack Roush his fourth win here at Pocono as he crosses the line.
The call on ESPN, Biffle snapping a 64-race winless streak. Fox News, we report, you decide.
55
KRC,
the talk station.
Brian Thomas, be sure and stop by the webpage, 55KRC.com. You got a cartoon of the day, great articles to read, and a poll of the day, 55KRC.com.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We're answering emails tonight, and we want to encourage those emails to continue coming to Joe at TriggerTimeWithJoe.com. We value those emails. We do answer them sooner than this. I mean, some of these emails are a few weeks old. We will respond to you promptly, but we will read them on the air if we feel like they're emails that other people will benefit from, and most of them, in fact, are. So www.TriggerTimeWithJoe.com is our website. Joe@TriggerTimeWithJoe.com is our email. Please keep those coming. We do appreciate that. When we went to break, the question had been asked from a listener regarding squibs and hang fires. Those are terms that we use to define problems with ammunition. The squib load, as I said, is a load that has no propellant, just has a primer. The bullet fires. Bullet lodges in the barrel, doesn't get out of the barrel. Problem with that is next round could cause the gun to explode, and definitely will probably damage the gun if it doesn't. The thing is, very distinctive pop, very different than the gunfire. You're going to notice. And if you're firing a gun and you notice anything, when you pull the trigger, if it sounds considerably different, if it's anything happens, it's worth it to stop there and take a look. You know, unload the firearm, take a look. If anything happens that doesn't feel right or doesn't seem right, the thing to do is not just to keep pulling the trigger. So absolutely take the time. If it doesn't sound right, then it's probably not right. Now, a hang fire is a different thing altogether. A hang fire is when you pull the bolt, you pull the trigger on a chambered round, and all you get is a click. And you think, well, we got a bad round. And right about the time you think we got a bad round, blam, it goes off. And hopefully you're not looking down the barrel of it when it happens. I know that sounds crazy, but I've actually uttered the words, sir, don't look down the barrel of your firearm to people at a shooting range before. And it's the guy just literally said, well, I was checking to see if it was loaded, you know, and he's staring down the barrel. I thought, oh, my God, no, this is not the way to see if it's loaded. So I took a minute and showed him how to check it, a little safer than staring down the muzzle. But the hang fire is the thing you want to keep in mind is when you pull the trigger on that round and you don't get any response, keep that gun pointed downrange for several more seconds, because sometimes you'll have a delayed primer. It will ignite that gas, and then it'll take off on you. You don't want to be in the middle of manipulating that firearm when that happens. So keep that gun, when you hear the click, keep the gun pointed downrange. Give it several seconds before you clear that bad round out, because there's certainly a chance that it will go off delayed, and that is what is called a hang fire. Okay, we're going to turn it over to my better half for her segment tonight. Amy, take it away.
Okay. According to GunFacts.com, people in the United States use guns to defend themselves against criminals over 6,500 times a day. But how often do we hear about these incidents on the news? Almost never. Occasionally, you might stumble across a little blurb tucked away at the back of the local section of the newspaper. No one in the media wants the use of firearms portrayed in a positive light. They won't tell us anything except story after story about dirtbags shooting at each other, or one child accidentally shooting another, or the latest disgruntled employee going on a workplace rampage. Always negative. But what about the employee with a concealed carry permit who takes the shooter on the rampage down and saves not only his life, but many others? There are many real and decent people out there who have successfully defended themselves thanks to the use of a firearm. You can find some of these stories on websites such as the NRA's in their Armed Citizen column. Here are two from Ohio that occurred in the last year. The first incident occurred in Chillicothe and involved a young mother home alone with her child. She heard a knock at the door, but decided not to answer it. A second knock, this time at the back door, aroused her suspicion, so she retrieved a shotgun and attempted to obtain the license plate number of the car outside her home. To her shock, one of the suspects was able to pick the lock on the front door's deadbolt, and it began to turn. She aimed the shotgun at the door. Police said the suspect opened the door, saw the shotgun, and fled the area with an accomplice while shouting that they were merely lost. Both of these men were arrested. The second incident occurred in Columbus and involved a great-grandmother and five relatives who were enjoying a family trip when an armed robber stormed inside their motel room. Shouting orders, the robber forced the great-grandmother to the floor, which actually positioned her closer to her .357 Magnum revolver. As the robber threatened three generations of the woman's family and demanded money, she quietly got her gun from her purse. A shot rang out. "I thought I was shot," her son said. "I didn't realize my mother had shot him. It was total chaos." The robber stumbled outside and died. The great-grandmother later said, "God was with me tonight. You know I couldn't have done it myself." Unfortunately, you never know when or where you may be called upon to defend yourself or family. However, you can take precautions and prepare yourself by getting your concealed carry permit, practicing and becoming proficient with your gun, and keeping it readily accessible. A gun won't do you any good if you can't get to it or aren't comfortable using it. No law-abiding citizen wants to shoot and possibly kill another human being. But wouldn't you rather be a self-defense success story rather than just another crime statistic?
I'll tell you, there's probably nothing on this planet that would make me smile more than that grandma dusting that scumbag off. I mean, I know that, you know, and this is the typical, oh, you know, this is how gun people are always wanting to shoot somebody. It's not true. But, you know, these people are decent people that are just sitting in their room. And he comes in and commences to terrorize everybody. I mean, what would have happened if she hadn't had that firearm? What would have happened? She did exactly the right thing. I would vote for her if she ran for any office. I'm not kidding. I think it's the funniest. I think it's the best success story I've heard. It's incredible. She's defending her family, you know, and this is what we're talking about. It is certainly not something you want to happen, but it feels so good to hear about the alternative. I mean, how many times have we heard person breaks into somebody's hotel room, rapes, kills, mutilates, steals? I mean, you know, we hear that all the time, you know, hearing the other side, hearing that, it, you know what, the tables were turned for a change. It is a good feeling, and there's nothing wrong with being happy about it.
There's something nice about a granny with a gun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. She knows she's got to defend her children or grandchildren, whatever, herself, as best she can, you know, and she's equalized the circumstances. I'm glad to hear it came out this way versus the way it would have gone if he had had his way. Absolutely. Okay, Amy, read our next email for me.
Okay, this email has come to us from several listeners. The email reads, is there any way I can listen to the show if I miss it?
Yeah, we do get this email a lot. And finally, yes, the podcasts are up, www.triggertimewithjoe.com. Podcasts have been up now for several weeks. In fact, unfortunately, we're missing the one. Amy and I went out to Tactical Defense Institute in West Union, and when we got done with Handgun 1-5, we did a report on TDI, and we unfortunately that show is not on there, and that's one of our favorite shows. So, but good news, we're going back to Tactical Defense Institute this year. John hasn't got rid of us. He hasn't got rid of us that easy. We're coming back. So there will be certainly more reports on TDI when we come back. So that show will be replaced in the near future. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay. We've had similar questions asked by a number of listeners. This one is from Pete of Fairfield Township. He writes, I'm going to get a concealed handgun license, but have a few questions first. I have a small handgun that was my father's. It's a tiny little gun made by Browning. It says 25 ACP on the side. Do you feel this is an adequate self-defense handgun? And if not, what do you suggest?
Well, a couple of things there, Pete. First of all, you've got a nice little gun. We call them baby Brownings. Nice little firearm. Certainly not what I would carry for self-defense. You know, a lot of people will tell you, you know, it's certainly, believe, let me tell you something, before I would use nothing, I would use it. But yeah, not exactly what I would stick with self-defense. Certainly there are much better options out there. My personal, and I certainly don't want to open the whole caliber debate, certainly not tonight, but I do say that, you know, I personally will carry a 9mm Glock most of the time. I also carry a Colt 45, 1911 45 ACPs. I carry those on occasion. So either of those two rounds are the ones that I'm most likely to have. Those are both very high quality self-defense rounds. Ammunition is important. You know, you wouldn't want to shoot target ammo at a perpetrator because it's likely not to work. So make sure your ammo selection is appropriate. Get a good self-defense round. But the Baby Browning's a nice little gun, but it's definitely not something that I would, you know, want to carry as a primary self-defense weapon. I know of people that carry weapons like that as a backup weapon, an emergency. You know, it's very, very small, and they fit in your pocket, and they're convenient. But just, you know, carrying a gun is not a convenient thing to do. Let me just dispel it right now. It's not. You're going to be inconvenienced by your gun. My wife can attest to that.
Yes, I can.
So she just recently, in the last several weeks, started carrying, and it has caused, it's a change. It's different. You know, she's had to change the way she dresses and change the way she does a lot of things. But so just get that out of your head, that to find a gun that you'll be able to carry that you will never know is there. That's not going to happen. You're going to know it's there, and it's worth that inconvenience. So don't try to to find one that you can put in your pocket and not even know is there, because you're probably, in order to do that, you're probably going to give up a lot of self-defense. So in my opinion, that little Browning is not the one that I would carry as a primary self-defense weapon at all. Get something 38 or above, 9mm above. 380 is okay, but again, I would stick with 38 special or up, or a 9mm up if you're going semi-auto. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back in a moment with more Trigger Time with Joe Barrett here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
55 KRC.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "No free man shall ever be precluded the use of arms." The decision to own a firearm isn't an easy one. What type should you buy? Where can you go for training? What are the laws governing carry and transport? And what role does the Second Amendment play in the lives of Americans? Listen in as we delve into this often controversial topic and separate fact from fallacy. Explore the right to bear arms and all that goes with it. Tune in Sunday nights at 7 for Trigger Time with Joe Barrett, right here on 55 KRC, the talk station.
Brian Thomas here. If you need to tackle painting of the exterior of your home, you need to do a little homework first, because all acrylic paints are not created equal. PPG Porter AcroShield is a top quality 100% acrylic with excellent adhesion, superior weather resistance, fade resistant. PPG Porter's AcroShield. Available at local dealers like Miller Brothers Paint and Decorating Stores, with 9 locations in the Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky area to serve you. To find the Porter Paint dealer in your neighborhood, visit 55krc.com and click on Brian Thomas Recommends.
As you listen to your printer, remember, when you buy your ink or toner cartridges from Cartridge World instead of an office superstore, you'll save money on every page you print and save the environment. Stop overpaying for ink and toner. Try 100% guaranteed cartridges from Cartridge World, the global ink and toner experts. Printing sounds better when you're saving money. Cartridge World in Blue Ash and Springdale. Call 888-99-REFILL. That's 888-99-REFILL. Cartridge World.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try Hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores. But for this exclusive free radio offer, you must call 1-800-600-8196. Hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-600-8196. 1-800-600-8196.
Sean Hannity, Hannitizing the Tri-State weekdays at 3 and at 55krc.com.
Search Listen Live
from 55KRC, the talk station.
Okay, you're back with Trigger Time on 55KRC, the talk station.
Thank you, Amy. That's right. This is Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We're talking, answering emails for guns and gun-related questions. Go ahead and read our next one, and we'll try to get finished.
Okay. This is from John of Butler County. He writes, "I am interested in your take on an idea I have. I carry a Smith & Wesson hammerless 38 special for self-defense. I found a place online that sells rubber bullets for my gun. I had the idea of carrying my gun with a rubber bullet as the first round that would be fired. This would give me the option of not using lethal force initially, but I could still go to that quickly if need be. I'm interested on what you think."
Well, let me begin by saying I understand the sentiment. Okay, I get it. You don't want to hurt anybody if you don't have to. So the thing is, you've got this thing, and you know, if I could avoid killing a person, I want to do that, and absolutely you would. I mean, obviously you would. Here's the only problem, okay? We carry our firearms for that moment when our life is absolutely in the balance. You cannot assume, and when we were out at Tactical Defense Institute, they did a study and they told us that, you know, that the average gunfight is, what, 3 seconds, right? Is what they said? Yeah. It happens very, very fast, very quick. It's very brutal. It's very close. And you don't know how long you're going to have. You don't know how many times you're going to be able to get a round off. You don't know whether you'll get a follow-up shot. You don't know whether you can fire once and then say, hey, you know, are you done? Are we finished? Are we, you know, I mean, what, these are all the things. You're betting your life on that rubber bullet. Now, if you were telling me that you had a situation where you had an attacker that maybe didn't have a lead, you know, had a knife or had a holstered weapon and was threatening you, or and the knife was sheathed, obviously, and again, a warning shot like that or a rubber bullet like that, I understand the sentiment. Here's what he's thinking. Pow, you know, hit him in the chest with a rubber bullet, wakes him up, makes him think, holy cow, you know, my life is on the line here. I better be careful. The problem is that you may only get that one shot. And what if it's a situation where the guy is not is literally pulling a gun and firing, or rushing you with a knife or an axe or a ball bat or whatever? As he closes that distance, or as he lifts his gun to fire, you're going to have to do the same. If the rubber bullet is the only one you get off, you've traded your life now for this principle, for this idea. And again, I think the sentiment is good, and I do understand it, but I think that it is too much to risk. You've got to understand, when a person uses violence against you for whatever reason, when they seek to take your life or the life of another person, then they have forfeit theirs, and you've just got to accept that. And you can't get overly concerned with, maybe there's a way I can save this person's life while I keep them from killing me. You know what I mean? That's just not something you're going to be able to do. Again, I do understand the sentiment, but I would not. Rubber bullets are for practice. They are for non-lethal force, but they are certainly not for carrying a self-defense weapon.
Crowd control by law enforcement.
Crowd control by law enforcement, absolutely. You know, if you got a shotgun loaded with rubber pellets and you've got, you know, stray dogs on your property, whatever, you know, you fire them up that way and that's fine. But certainly not for a primary self-defense weapon. Your first round might be your only round. So it needs to not be rubber, in my opinion. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, this question is from JC of Lawrenceburg. He writes, Joe, it seems your show is heavily focused on guns for self-defense, more so than shooting as a sport. That isn't a criticism, just a point. And along those lines, I am curious how you feel about carrying a single-action army for self-defense.
You know, I think I actually talked to this guy. I think he tracked me down at our business, Main Street Coin. And I think he and I spoke on the telephone. He is really into the single-action army, single-action shooting, I think, with the Single-Action Shooters Society, SAS, or whatever. So, you know, all I can say is, personally, no, I don't see the upside of carrying a single-action army for self-defense. And for those of you who are listening who may not know what I'm talking about, you remember the old cowboy movies? This is the kind of firearm we're talking about. They're very slow to load. You open the loading gate, you rotate the cylinder, load one bullet at a time. They will hold six rounds. A lot of times the older ones, they only put five in them for reasons we won't get into. But regardless, it's a six-shot revolver. Some people can fire them very fast, and some people can fire them very accurately. No question about that. I've shot them myself, and they can be very fast, accurate shooters. But the problem is, again, you've got a very limited number of rounds, and you've got an extremely tedious process for reloading if you are under stress. Certainly there are people that can do it pretty quickly, but this is why in reality, in the days of the six gun, where we talk about the cowboy days, well, the cowboy days were, the six gun days were everywhere all over the country. And that's why a lot of times people had a tendency to carry multiple firearms, because it was simply easier to pull out another gun and start shooting rather than go through this slow reloading process. And this was even once they had progressed to the cartridge versus the black powder. So definitely not, in my opinion, the best self-defense item. The sports shooting part of it is fun. The reenactments are fun. I think that's great that people do that. And I'm not pleased. If you're a single-action shooter, don't get mad at me. I just think, again, when we're talking about self-defense, we're talking about your life. You know, it really needs to be the best of the best. And I know that, you know, Wyatt Earp was a very colorful character, but I'm telling you, if he was alive today, he'd be carrying a Glock or an HK or a SIG. He wouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? He wouldn't be carrying that. And I know that we don't want to believe that, but he would. These guys carried our heroes of the Old West carried the very best firearms of the day. No reason to think that they wouldn't do that today if they were here. So it's best, I think, to use something that is much, much more in line with a self-defense situation. Definitely a fun gun to shoot, but not a self-defense gun, I don't think. But if that's all you have, absolutely. Again, before I'd carry nothing. Yeah, I mean, I'd carry a black powder single shot before I carry nothing. But again, I think there are better options. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, we've gotten a number of emails asking what a person can do to hone their shooting skills and keep them sharp for self-defense purposes.
Yeah, this is something we get a lot of, and I'm glad to see that, because you know it's an unsettling thought that people have in the past felt like, well, I've got a gun, I'm armed, I'm ready to go. This is not the case at all. You certainly have got to take it to the next level. You can't just simply say, okay, I got a gun, that's all I got to worry about. It is important to stay sharp. It is important, first of all, to get the right training. Over at Target World, they offer the concealed handgun training, and they actually do offer other levels of training as well. And then you've got Tactical Defense Institute that takes it to literally the tactical handgun style training, where you are going through shoot, no shoot scenarios, high speed drills, low light drills, malfunction, clearing, reloading, and they do a lot of this at Target World too. But it's important to seek training first, get trained, and then, yes, stay focused, stay honed. And how do you do that? Well, we mentioned it earlier. One of the best things I could think of locally, and I've seen a lot of them, my advice would be to get with the steel shooting at Friday Night Steel out at the Fairfield Sportsman. Again, the website, you can connect to them through our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com. This is such a really cool stage that you're timed, so you're under pressure, and you need to shoot under pressure. You're not really competing with anybody, you're competing with yourself, but you're timed, you're shooting fast, you're trying to maintain that accuracy while you're shooting. They have stages where you have to do a reload and things like that. They're fun, but they are designed to keep you in a practical shooting mindset where you have to be sharp, fast, and accurate. And I think that, you know, in conjunction with some really good fundamental training, foundation, these type of steel shoots are probably one of the best things I can think of that will allow you to stay sharp and stay focused and be, you know, right on the edge of that. So I would advocate going out to Friday Night Steel in a heartbeat. We go out there. We're going to continue to go. Also, like I said, Miami Rifle Pistol does steel shooting on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Absolutely. That's the best answer to that question. We do want to thank everyone for joining us. Please email us, joe@triggertimewithjoe.com. Visit us on the web at www.triggertimewithjoe.com. Can't thank you enough for your emails, and please keep them coming. Amy?
Okay, that's it for another hour of Trigger Time with Joe Barrett. We'd like to encourage our listeners to responsibly exercise their Second Amendment rights by being armed whenever legal and joining the NRA. Please visit our website, www.triggertimewithjoe.com, and email questions and suggestions to info@triggertimewithjoe.com. Tune in next Sunday at 7 p.m. for another hour of Trigger Time here on 55 KRC, The Talk Station.